This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, ruchim abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. And we are up to a very relevant halacha. I could not have scripted this any better. Literally, the next 2 days, we're going to be learning the halachas of Netilas Yadayim for Davar, HaTavol B'Davar, HaTavol B'Mashke. I just want to review so far what we saw about Netil Sidayim for bread. Sif Beis, we said, there's a Yesh Misha Oimer that if you only eat less than a kabeya, you don't make a bracha. Why? Because L'inyan Tumah, Pachas Mi Kabeya is not Mekabal Tumah, Midoraisa. So maybe you don't have to wash Netil Sidayim. Or do we say no, since you have a Kezayis, which is Chashav Legabe Achila for Berchas Hamazoin, so therefore also for Netil Sidayim V'loi Plug. So what do? Noitel Yada Ve'in Mevarech. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber, said if you eat less than a Kezayis, Yesh Misha Oimer, that you don't need Netila. Why? Because that's not even Achila Legabe Berchas Hamazon. The Mishnah Berurah said that the Paz Paskins ain't Sarch Netila. That's the opinion of the Bach, and the Gra, and the Chida, and the Rashbats. However, Lechem Chamudas, Magen Avraham, the Elia Rabba, Va'oid, they say even less than Kezayis, you wash your hands, and therefore we're Machmer. Fine, now we're going to see Sif Dalet. By the way, we saw yesterday that if, let's say, if it's less than, we saw last time, what if you're not sure? It's, let's say you're mesupuk, meaning you ate less than a kabeya, and even according to the Noi Debehuda and the Chassam Sofer, that the bayim got small, and the sheer kabeya is like two bayim. We said it's only a suffix lahalacha. And it's a suffix lahalacha, and therefore there would be a svek sveka, and you could be lenient. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah said like this. So one more thing I want to point out. The Mishnah Berurah said that... This is going on. Oh, that if you ate a kabeya beloi klipa, everybody agrees you need Netil Sidayim Bebracha, okay? You ate a kabeya, but it's not a beya with the klipa. So even though you could ask a question, if you ate a kabeya and it's not a klipa, but there's a suffix of the Noi de Bihuda that the beyim are not the same size that the beyim always were, and they shrunk. So now, why should you make a bracha? You probably didn't eat a kabeya's worth. So to that, we saw from the Shevet HaLevi that you would be chayv levarich. Because the shita that a beya shrunk is only a suffik. And anyway, it's not pasha that less than a beya, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. Because it could be the shir is kezayis. So then it's like a svek sveka lakula, meaning it's a svek sveka lakula, and therefore you would wash your hands for a beya beloy klipa. Okay, so let's see Sif Dalet. Im oichel davar shetibulay be'echad mishiva mashkin. Let's say you ate something that was dipped in one of the seven liquids, and the mnemonic to remember the seven liquids, shesimanum yad shachatam. Yad shachatam stands for dehainu yayin, dvash, shemen, chalav, tal, dam, mayim. You ate something dipped in wine. Now, we don't typically dip anything in wine. What do we ever dip in wine? Dvash. We're going to talk, this is dvash dvoirem. So let's say you dip your apple in the honey. You need netil sidayim, which we do. Shemen, oil, chalav is very common. This is one of the biggest mishaps in halacha. People, if you want to dip your donut in milk, let's say you became a police officer and you're on patrol, and you got a dozen donuts from Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, Dunkin' Donuts are not good to dip in milk. Those are, you need Entenmann's donuts to dip in milk. How do I know? You need to know things, you know. It's not for me. It's just for to be able to relate to other people. No, once upon a time, I actually only eat a Chalav Yisrael. But there was a time, you know, in a different... When I got married, the deal was my wife davens Ashkenaz, and I... and I'm not samech on Rav Moshe. Anyway, it was the best decision I ever made. Stam, for health reasons. For health reasons. Because once you're only eating Chalav Yisrael, it's mamish not worth it. It's mamish not kedai. It's totally not kedai. So for health reasons, it's worth it. Anyway, if you dip a donut in milk, you have to wash until sidayim. Everyone has to wash until sidayim? No. Only if your mother's Jewish. Okay? If your mother's Jewish, you have to wash until. So you say, well, then why don't you have to wash until sidayim when you eat cereal and milk? It's because you eat it with a spoon. But if you, since a donut, you dip, you know, whatever you dip in milk, you dip cookies in milk, you have to wash until sidayim. Okay. And, so chalav, dam, and tal. V'loy nisnagev. If it wasn't dried, v'afilu ein yad of noigos makam amatzah. Even if your hand doesn't touch the wet part, tzach netila b'loy bracha. You have to wash your hands without a bracha. Hagav, v'afilu ein metava rak roish hayarak. Even if you only dip the top of the vegetable, ayapri, afilu hachi yita b'loy bracha. Nevertheless, you should wash without a bracha. Okay. And I am very excited to share with you, and we'll probably end up doing it tomorrow. The only time in the entire Mishnah Brura where the Mishnah Brura was choizer on a psak. Did you know about this? There's only one time in the six halakim of Mishnah Brura that the Mishnah Brura was choizer on a psak, and it's legabe this halacha. And even though, by the way, the Mishnah Brura held Beshita not to be choizer. Why? Because if the hashgacha was that he printed a halacha a certain way, even if he found out different information, he held he shouldn't change it. This is the one time he changed it. And we're going to do it tomorrow. And what's amazing is the reason he did it is in deference to the mechaber. And tomorrow is the mechaber's yard site. So not only is the halacha legabe karpas, but the Mishnah Brura was only choizer in deference to the mechaber. And on Yud Gimel Nisan, the mechaber's yard site. Okay, so here we go. Siv katan yod alef davar haino afilu yarak upeiros sabasar, even vegetables and fruits and meat. Ve'af agav de al peiros le'tiknu netilas yadayim, even though on fruit we weren't mesake netilas yadayim, hasam ha'peiros atzman le'nitmu mehayadayim. Right, even though we're going to see that they were never misaking a netilas yadayim on fruits, there on the fruits themselves, the hands did not become tummy. I'm sorry, there the fruits do not become tummy from the hands. Shayadayim shniyos hen. Hands are second a level of tuma. Right, the chachamim were goyzer that yadayim are considered shniyos. Ve'ein sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. A sheni cannot render something a shlishi by chulin. Masha'en kein kishetibulan b'mashka. As opposed to when something is dipped in a liquid, uvemashke kaimalon, the negia biyadayim mitami oisin liyoschila. We know the rule is that hands which are a sheni could render a mashke a rishain latoma. The mashke then in turn renders the fruit a sheni. Uvemashke kaimalon negia biyadayim mitami oisin liyoschila. Tiknu lito as yadayim shlo yistamu hamashkin al yaday al yadam. So that the liquid does not become tummy through your hands. And it's going to render the food in tummy. And those that they dip fruit or vegetables in water to clean them. That's another thing. There are people out there, they sometimes eat fruit. You know what fruits are? Fruits are these round objects that grow on trees. Now, usually you need to wash them off from the pesticides. When you washed your apple, you want to eat the apple, you have to wash until it's yadayim. Or you could completely dry the apple. But if you didn't dry the apple, you're required to wash until sidayim. The davar she'ein darkei l'tavloi, something which is not typically dipped, oilias alav mashka, or doesn't typically have a liquid on it, ein tzach natil sidayim, does not need until zam. Demilsa l'shichal hiv l'goz barab on it. It's something that's not common, and the rabbis did not make a decree. Hatoivel, so you'll say, what if I dip my finger in liquid, and then I want to suck the liquid off my finger? So now the liquid became a reshine when it touched my finger that was a sheni, because liquid becomes a reshine when it touches a sheni. And then I'm having something which is a reshine b'tuma. It's ein tzarch natila. Do I tikna natil sidayim l'shtiyas mashkin? They never were masakin natil sidayim for drinking. Kol kamei b'sevav. So let's say your behavior is juvenile. You know, there are people, they could be 30, 40, 50, 60, and in some ways they've matured, and in many ways they're still a work in progress. And the way they drink is like when they were in first grade, they stick their finger in the drink, and they suck it off. Do they need to wash until siyadayim? No. Chacham were never goyzer until siyadayim for drinking. Be'echad mishuba mashkin, avos shar minei mashkin, hanischa min aperes, enecha shum mashkin. Apple juice is not one of the Shiva Mashkin. Only water and the other six. Wine, honey, oil, milk, blood, water. What about soda? What about coffee? I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes, they are considered the Zion Mashkin. Why? Soda is water. It's 99% water. Coffee, it's water and milk. So, I don't think the few.
Tell me what's there. Like, is the milk?
What? What are you asking? Is the milk milk? Or is it antibiotic juice?
It can override the rest of the coffee and maybe not be a problem.
The what?
The milk is more of like a fatty substance. It's not like.
No, milk is one of the seven liquids anyway. So either way, right? The milk is, and the water is. I thought you were asking that milk is 99% antibiotic juice. So, I don't think. I think it's a much smaller percentage.
All of the juices now are all water-based, pretty much. Less than 100% juice, which is so common.
I mean, orange juice is orange juice, no? Tropicana, even Lakewood Farms, it's orange juice. It's oranges. I don't think they add water to it. But soda is, you know, Snapple, iced tea is mostly water probably. I'm not sure. Okay, dvash. When we talk about honey, dvoirim, bee honey, v'loy shaltram, not date honey, oishal min acher. Kasu ha-poiskin, kol ha-mashkin shenikrishu. All liquids that congeal, ben al-yidei bish, whether you cook, ben al-yidei tzino, whether it's cold, ad she'in ve'am tevech manas latviach. Tevech manas latviach means if it's not wet enough that when you touch it, it touches something else. By the way, that's made from the best stuff on earth. But the best stuff on earth is water, you know? Loy chashibi mashka, it's not a liquid. V'das ha-toysa shafil chozru v'nimuch l'acher kach. Toysa shita is that a liquid that congealed and then became liquid, then liquefied, zulas is not considered a liquid. Zulas yayin oymayim. Unless wine or water does retain its status as a liquid, v'hu adin chalav shenikva, or milk that congealed, kishachazru, when it reverts back, v'nimuchu chashuv v'mashka, it's considered a liquid. Ulefizeh, according to this, merkachas hametugon bedvash. If you have a fried dish in bee honey, imadvash alim karush, if the honey is congealed, it's not wet enough to wet something else. That means toifach manas latviach means if you touch it, it's not wet enough that after you touching it, you could wet something else. It's not a liquid. If the honey is not congealed, das hataz de chashav mashke. This is very interesting. If the bee honey is not congealed, and you're going to congeal it, the opinion of the taz, it's considered a liquid. V'das ha-magen avram d'loy chashav mashke. The magen avram says it's not considered a liquid. Kivan sh'oymer hadvash hazeh l'achila v'loy l'mashke. Since this honey is designated for eating, shem oichal alav. The Chai Adam is Machriya, the Yesh Chilak Baza. He comes to an in-between opinion. There's a difference. Dim Kanad Vashvadainu Ma'irba Shava, if you bought the honey and it's still mixed with wax, the Hitichai, and you melted it, Amnaskin, Kedela Tagimba, in order to fry Nidim Kane Me'ilam Mahayalav Shemashka. Then it never was considered a liquid, kim chi ticha b'shal achila, since you melted it for eating. Vein tzach netzil yadayim, aval koined vash shekvar mehutach. If you buy already melted honey, min ha'isin mashke mud. Again, aval koined vash shekvar mehutach. You bought honey from that was melted, min ha'isin mashke mud, from this liquid, from this drink that's called mad, v'yadua shehin mehatchin kedei lasis mashke, and you know you melted it, that it was melted to make a liquid, tzarech netil sidayim, then it does need netil sidayim, af agav shemetagin ba'uchal, even though you're frying a food, since it was produced from a liquid. So according to the Chayei Adam, it depends. If you bought it from a food substance that was produced to be able to fry in it, then it's considered a food and it does not require netila. But if you bought it, if you fried it from a liquid that was produced from honey that was designated as a liquid, then you do need netila. The Derech HaChaim says if you eat the food with a fork, by the way, you know what a fork is? There are civilized people that they don't eat the foods with their hand, they use a utensil. If you're such a person, yesh lahakel de'en tzarech netila, then you could be lenient that it does not require netila. By the way, it sounds like using a fork is a sniff lahakel, but it's not straight out that just because you use a utensil, it does not require netila. Siyadayim. V'cholzeh b'merkachas hametugan b'dvash. This is all a food fried in honey. Aval hametugan b'tzukar, if you fry it in sugar, ein tzarech netila kol yam, according to everyone, you don't need netila. Dolei hava mashke. It is not considered a liquid. Stay tuned, friends, for the big Mishnah Berurah day of the year tomorrow, Yud Gimel Nisan. Yeah, tomorrow is Yud Gimel? Yeah, tomorrow is Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel Nisan, the only time, I think, that the Mishnah Berurah is Chozer on a Psak. And it's regarding Hilchos Karpas. We're going to take a little poll. Who here, everyone in the family, washes for Karpas? Who here, only the Baal HaBayis washes for Karpas? Okay, so obviously two people are embarrassed to say what they do. Okay.
What's Tefech HaMenas LaTviach?
Tefech HaMenas LaTviach is if the liquid has to be liquidy enough that when you touch it, you could then carry it and make another item liquid. But if the moisture is so faint that you can't touch it and then transfer it to something else, then it's not toifeach, it's not liquefied, amanas lehatviach, to make something else look liquid.
I don't think it's mud, I think it's mead. We had this in a different thing. It's honey that's turned into alcohol. It was a common drink.
You don't like how I pronounced it? It's actually a med. Med. According to the Dershu, it's med, but I don't know. I can't rely on them for Hungarian pronunciations. Okay. Don't go anywhere.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.